Rob then joins us here. Spring training, just a great time of year. Nice to see you at the ballpark.
It's good to be seen. It's good to be out here. You know, spring training was always my favorite time of the year. And, you know, great weather, great fans, great parks, and get a chance to you know, kind of reunite with all the players that you haven't seen in a long time. So, you know, even with me coming in here as a, I can't even call it a coach, just a guy coming through here, it's nice to be down here and nice to get a chance to be, you know, put a uniform back on and be around the guys.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I said, when was the last time you pitched? And I was saying to myself, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago? 10 years ago, my God, World Series 2002. Boy, time goes.
It goes quick. You know, it feels like, you know, sometimes it feels like it was just right around the corner, and it feels like other times it feels like that was a whole different, you know, life and something that was so far, you know, so far ago. And you know, it's definitely nice to be around here and be seen and be out here and just have a chance to put a uniform back on.
You know, it's interesting with you, and you said it before and people have said it. I mean, you sort of gave your arm up, you know, to win that World Series and to win the pennant and to go down the stretch. Think back on that, and of course, just hearing those words, you actually did that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I look at it that, you know, with my mechanics and the way I threw and all that stuff, you know, I was fortunate enough to get 10 years in, and everything else was a bonus from there, and I wouldn't have changed anything I did. You know, this is... You know, at that point, I always thought that it would always be fixed and I'd always have a chance to pitch again, and I wouldn't change anything how I did it. You know, we had a chance to, you know, to get the World Series and the playoffs and all that stuff, and that's what, you know, your ultimate goal is to go out there and get a chance to play in the World Series. And you know, there's not many people, you know, in this game that can say that the last game they pitched was a World Series. So for me, you know, it's part of the job and part of everything, you know, my career, and it's just a thing of the past right now, and it's one of those things I never look back and ever regret it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you don't, because it was a fabulous career for you and a fabulous season. They don't get there without you. You know, it's 10 years since the World Series, and we're going to celebrate that team this year. Let's look back at the team a little bit, what you sort of remember about it, because, you know, in 10 years we have a whole new group of fans who said, gee, they did go to the World Series, but who were they?
They were a good bunch of guys. I mean, we battled every game and played hard, and, it, you know, we all hung out together, and it was just a bunch of guys that went out there and played the game the right way, and you know, we didn't have a whole lot of superstars. We had Barry and Jeff, and you know, the rest of us were all just kind of middle of the road guys where we just played hard and did everything else. And those guys took the limelight and you know, it kind of took the pressure off us. We just kind of went out and did our job. And that's kind of the way to do it, is just to have, you know, let those guys kind of lead the way, and you kind of go along right along with them. And you're in your own way. I mean, you're definitely, everybody was in their own mind, did what they needed to do. But it was nice, you know, not to have, you know, have the pressures kind of as much as those guys.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the starting pitching. There was Jason Schmidt, there was LeVon, there was Russ Ortiz, there was Kirk Reeder. You know, you had the four. You know, you had the four guys. I'm probably forgetting a fifth guy, but you had the starters.
Yeah. No, I mean, we had some great guys. I mean, it was, you know, not to take anything away from anybody. You know, when I said, you know, we had two stars, you know, but that's the way everybody thought of it. You know, we were all just kind of, you know, you had Woody who threw 83, 84 miles an hour. Then you had Schmidt, who threw hard, and, you know, Russ, who was always right there with great stuff too. But in my mind, those two were the top guys, and we just kind of went about and just tried to go on a radar and just get our job done and get it done and get out of there as fast as and efficiently as we could. So, you know, it was a good bunch of guys. The bullpen was great. You know, Timmy and Felix and, you know, and all those guys. It was just a magical year.
Yeah, Tim Worrell, Felix Rodriguez, and I'm just thinking the Cardinals and that the NLCS and Kenny Lofton sliding across the plate. What a moment, huh?
Yeah, no, you know what? It brings back good memories. And every time I put this uniform on, you know, after, you know, my retirement, and, you know, it brings back a different memory and a different, you know, time in my career. And you know, that's why it's so nice to come down here, is to be able to kind of, you know, kind of relive some of that stuff, you know, because when I'm at home, it's kind of a different life. I don't really think about myself being, you know, a baseball player and all that stuff. I just think of myself being home with the kids and doing stuff.
Well, that's a good segue into what do you do? And it's been 10 years since you've been in the big leagues. You look like you could still pitch. But how do you occupy your time?
I'm a taxi driver. I take the kids to school and pick them up and make lunches and breakfast and a little bit of golf and a little bit of, you know, fun stuff here and there, but for the most part, it's just the kids stuff and you know, trying to spend as much time with them as I can and trying to stay out of my wife's way as much as I can.
Where do you call home these days?
Down in Southern California, Orange County, and I've been there, you know, ever since I got traded from Florida back to San Francisco, and we've been in the same place, and I call it home.
Do you still follow the game? Of course, the Giants, I'm sure you follow, but just the general game itself, the state of the game, the state of pitching, things like that?
Yeah, you know, I find myself every morning, you know, getting up and checking, you know, box scores or checking the sports stuff, and I always end up in the baseball section somewhere later. You know, I don't watch quite as many games, you know, besides the Giants games, and even some of those are a little bit tough, you know. When you're getting up early, you know, you're going to bed a little bit earlier too. But there's definitely times I'll sit and turn the TV on and watch, you know, as many as I can and all that stuff. So it's definitely a nice chance when I get the chance to sit down and watch the, you know, especially middle, late innings of the game, you know, which I enjoy and have a chance to see Wilson and all those guys pitch.
Yeah. Well, you're one of those rare combinations of father-son, both in the major leagues. I had the opportunity, a pleasure, to interview your father, Dick Nen, and now you have children. And do you see your children maybe playing baseball?
Nah, I don't think so. It's going to be a little tough for the girls to do it. So it's I've got an older son, but I've got the two girls, and he's done with baseball and finishing up school. And the girls are, I definitely, unless they open it up to the girls, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I mentioned your father. I enjoyed having him on the show. He had a very famous home run, you know that, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. A great pennant race, and the Cardinals come in, and the Dodgers have to win this series. The Cardinals are on their tail, and it's a big home run in extra innings. And after that, the Cardinals just folded up. I think it was 63, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was. It was 63. I think it was the second hit of the game, a second at bat of the game, and he hit the home run and kind of helped those guys get to the next level. And you know, it's a nice thing to be able to say that your dad did that and played in the big leagues, and I'm proud of him.
All right. You're a pitcher. Did you ever want to play another position?
No. You know, I end up getting a few ABs. I think in the minor leagues and coming up through high school, yeah, you know, you'd love to hit and you'd think you could hit. And, you know, the more ABs I got, you know, as I got in the big leagues, I realized it's not that easy. And you know, facing guys, you know, when the ball gets on you in a heartbeat, it's you know, I was just hoping to get in and out of there without getting hurt.
I imagine you didn't get that many at-bats, honestly.
You know, I think I had, you know, 13, 14, 15. You know, I'd get one or two a year. I'd either, you know, something would happen, blow a save or tie game or something, and I'd end up getting one or whatever. And you know, it was kind of fun to go up there, but it was not my thing. So.
Okay. Nice to see you at the park. Good to see you smiling, and you're a big part of Giants history. And we'll see you during the season.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Rob Nen. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.